This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's the Hoffman Show live from Capital One Arena here about, what are we, 2 hours from tip-off between the Wizards and the San Antonio Spurs. Victor Wembanyama in the house tonight, so we figured we'd be in the house tonight. Hopefully looking forward to seeing some of y'all on the way down here. We're outside section 106, 107 if you want to come say hello. The only ground rule is don't say hello during the show. Wait till a commercial break. Like, you can wave. Be like, hey, hi. But no, during the show, Anthony, I'm trying to do the show. And my ADD is very bad. And we can't have people talking to me during the show. Otherwise, Metal Chris will have to stick on him. And that can get scary for folks. Yeah, he's the muscle over there. You couldn't see it on the camera, but he held up a fist and was like, I'll
boy, I oughta.
Yeah, boy, I oughta give you a knuckle sandwich. Anyway, apropos of none of that. It is the Hoffman Show. We are live on the Team 980. We're also live on YouTube at the Team 980. Yes, we will be compiling a YouTube short, a TikTok, an Instagram reel of the absolute insanity that just happened while Meg McDonald was here. And Anthony thought that he had video of him making a kick, sent the actual video only to reveal that he missed said kick. I cannot wait to see what we do with that in the old social department, Anthony.
Yeah, I mean, I thought memory served me correctly, Craig, and I was sadly mistaken, and that's what happened. But I will say, if you've never been to the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta, it actually is a pretty cool little exhibit that they have down there.
Yeah, I've heard the College Football Hall of Fame is actually awesome. I also know that, like, I think if I tee it up from 15 yards and pretty sure I can make a field goal from like the 15-yard line. Yeah. Then you have the 10 yards of the end zone. That's a 25-yard field goal. I feel pretty good about my ability to do that.
Yeah.
I am a good enough all-around athlete. But again, like, once we get out to the 30, 35, like, no, that's, I don't feel far. Great about that.
Yeah.
Like, I've done enough kicking of a ball recently where, like, when I go work, like, Ashley Hatch's soccer camps, like, I can play a ball.
Okay.
And that's a soccer ball.
Yeah, I gotta see it, Craig, though. We still got to do the 40.
We do.
They didn't have the 40 at the College Football Hall of Fame. They did have the vertical jump.
They have those at, like, the NFL experience situations.
Ah.
And you, like, run into the pad at the end. But I want to get a proper warm-up in and really see what happens if I let it.
I'm going to need, like, a 30-minute warm-up before I run it.
If I know a guy who can help us get warmed up, it's me. I'm the guy.
There it is.
Yeah, so we'll figure that out. The field out behind my house. We just got to pick a good weather day.
And when is the combine?
I leave on Tuesday the 25th, I think it is. 25th or the 26th, whatever that Tuesday is.
Do you think it's going to be cold?
In Indy or here?
Oh, I guess here I was more so thinking, but it's going to be cold there as well.
Yeah, no, it'll be cold there as well. I mean, let's check the weather real quick. We'll get back to the Super Bowl in a second. By the way, we're also going to take your – I probably should have said this before Anthony and I got distracted. But 301-230-0980, your take on the Super Bowl, the thing that you think is most important from the game, whether that's just the game itself, the history that was not made, for instance, could be something that you want to chime in on, what it means for the Commanders. When you watch that game, do you feel better or worse about Washington? 301-230-0980. There's some random warm days coming, but not many of them. Tell you where I want to run mine. I'm going to Phoenix next week. I want to run my 40 out in Phoenix because it's warm there.
Yeah, it's going to be way better temperature out there. So
yeah, so I might just throw a stopwatch in and be like, Rachel, need you to time me, and then you can run it in the cold here. And sorry to your hamstrings, but Anthony, I that is something that I couldn't stop thinking about last night. Watching that game is like, man, the Commanders, like, tomorrow I want to talk more specifically about whether we thought they could have beaten the Chiefs, but like, everyone kind of talked about Washington in a way that they were lucky to be there, right? Oh, they're lucky they made the NFC Championship game. What a run. You should be proud. And I think you can pretty safely say that after week 6, after the Eagles week 5 bye, did any team play Philadelphia, the ultimate Super Bowl champions, better than Washington?
I mean, I would say the Rams, because the play Jalen Carter made to basically seal the game for the Eagles, if he doesn't beat the guard and center and like come unfree, there's a wide open touchdown to Puka Nacua, who was on like a reverse zig. But outside of that, I think we played them the best, to be honest.
And you played them 3 times. So the Eagles, remember, they opened the season in Sao Paulo. They beat the Packers. They then lose to the Falcons in week 2 by 1. Kirk Cousins and the Falcons. Oh, what a weird, long NFL season it was. They beat the Saints 15-12 at New Orleans in week 3. They lose 33-16 to the Bucks in week 4. They only beat the Browns by 4 in week 5. They then have their bye. They come out and they smash the Giants. They beat the Bengals by 20. They play a tight game against the Jags. Smash the Cowboys, 34-6. Commanders, they had that Thursday night game, 26-18, where Washington's got the lead going into the fourth quarter. They beat the pants off the Rams. They beat Baltimore in a tighter game. This is also where Jalen's knee was a little banged up in the middle. They play Carolina close, and then they come out, they whip the Steelers. Their only loss since week 5 was to Washington, 36-33. They smashed the Cowboys again, 41-7. They beat the Giants at home to close the regular season, 20-13. So after week 5, when they had their bye, there was one team that beat the Philadelphia Eagles. One. And it was Washington. And they played them 3 times. And in the first matchup, Washington held the lead going into the fourth quarter. 2 Saquon runs later, Washington loses. Second time, despite 5 turnovers, Washington beats them. And then they obviously turn it over 4 more times and don't really give themselves a chance. Although that game was like, it was closer for longer than you'd think. Mm-hmm. And then it got really, really sideways at the end. But like, there was a point in the second half where you're like, man, if they can get a score and a stop, and then the Eckler fumble happens and it's all over. But yeah, that, like, most, Baltimore played them close. There's a couple other teams that played them close. Washington probably played Philadelphia better than anyone else. And I think that's something that the Commanders can, like, you don't get a trophy. I'm not saying go print little mini Lombardis and be like, played the Eagles close. Like, you don't get anything for that other than, like, the pride. And then I think looking at it objectively from an analysis seat, like, that's awesome. I think that's great. Like, let's take that into the offseason for next year. But, like, I think that is something that not only when you think about the accomplishments, if you will, of this season, only team to beat Philly post bye, but if you think about, okay, now everyone's going to have to gear themselves to beat this Philadelphia team, is Washington arguably closer to being able to do that than any other team certainly a division, if not the conference, if not the entire league.
Yeah, I think even when you look at yesterday's game, I think the Eagles generate two turnovers.
Yeah, they picked off Mahomes twice, yeah. Bond and DeJean.
Yeah, so I think even if you take away those turnovers, like, the game was still, like, dominated by the Eagles. And yeah. I think with the Commanders, you took out turnovers, and it's a way more competitive game. We just had, you know, the right approach. Jaden knew what to do. He's very quick, very decisive in his decision-making. And I think that's just awesomely the difference in this game. And I think that's sort of kind of what made Philly so good this year, the fact that just turned teams over at a very extremely high rate. And I think they said yesterday that plus 12 was the best, you know, turnover margin for any team to win a Super Bowl. So I think you just got to take your hats off to that Eagles defense just because all season long they've proved that they've been able to, you know, take the ball away. And that's how they were able to win games.
For sure. And that's the thing is when people be like, oh, my God, the Commanders beat themselves. They have four turnovers. It's like, yeah. I mean, there's a couple of those, especially where I think Eckler and Diami make decisions where you're just like, don't double back, Diami. Just get up the field and dive, bro. And then Eckler just like, stay down, man. But you have to credit the Eagles for creating that those turnovers. Like, the way they attack the football is something that clearly they practice. You could see it yesterday. They didn't, you know, they get the two picks, but like, they're scraping at the ball. They knocked it out of Mahomes' hand another time and he fell on it.
Yep.
Like, they get after the ball in a way that, like, if I'm Dan Quinn, I'm showing a lot of Eagles tape, be like, guys, this is what we want as our standard. We can do this. And so some of it is the interceptions and the way they play their zones and the man match stuff. And like, they're just incredible. But the fumbles that they force, the collisions that they cause, like, it is a feature, not a happy accident of their defense that is what it is. And so, I think that if you're Washington as well, knowing that going in to next year, you definitely are like, hey, guys, when we play Philadelphia, our ball security, our ball control, like, hey, guys, we're in the coach settings in Madden. We've put ball carrier on conservative. Like, we're not here trying to do too much because otherwise you're not going to give yourself a shot. And the thing is, this Philly team is so talented that if you give them extra possessions, if they've got eight possessions and you've got six, like, you're not going to win the football game. You can't overcome that kind of deficit. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. We'll keep this conversation going and get you involved in it. 301-230-0980 next on The Hoffman Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.